Welcome to the Rebel Mama Health and Wellness Podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on what it takes to be truly healthy and happy in this one life we have to live. Have you ever been on the never-ending quest for the perfect diet that promises to melt those pounds away for good? I totally get it. I've been there too. But then the Lord took me on a journey that taught me something. It's not about the food. We're going to learn to ditch the self-criticism and embrace the beautiful mess that is our journey. It's time to kick emotional eating to the curb and love the skin we're in. You can consider it life coaching with a side effect of weight loss. We're going to say goodbye to the diet roller coaster, starting again on Monday, and walking around full of guilt. Instead, we're going to build some awesome holistic health habits that will have you loving life like never before. And you'll probably drop some pounds too. If you're done with the diet drama, tired of sacrificing your favorite foods, and ready to rock this transformation without all the stress, let's do this. Hey everyone, welcome back. I am so glad that you are here today, and I have a little bit of a story to tell you guys today. It's not necessarily related to health and wellness, but I feel like we kind of had something happen last night, and I just feel like there's a good lesson in it. So I wanted to share it today. I'm a little bit late getting this podcast episode out because I have been to beautiful Breckenridge, Colorado all week with my business coach, and we were doing a work intensive on something that I am super excited to release in September. So keep your eye out for that. But last night we were coming back home and I flew into an airport that's fairly local to us, a couple hours away from my house. And the pilot had told us coming in that there was like a line of rain coming in, but that we would beat the rain. And, you know, we got there and it wasn't raining or anything. So I got out to my husband picking me up and we started towards home. And this was at like 9:30 last night. And for some reason, our truck GPS, who we lovingly call Lola from a movie. Anyways, she was taking us in like weird directions. We weren't really sure what she had going on. And so we had pulled off at that like a gas station or whatever. And for some reason he rolled the window down. It had kind of started to rain a little bit and he rolled the window down and we could hear this siren. And I'm like, is that a tornado siren? Like I used to work for an emergency management office. And so we used to like test those and stuff. And that's just what it sounded like to me. Like we don't really have those where we live in our area, but that's what it sounded like, was a tornado siren. So we got our GPS kind of figured out and took off again and got into some pretty bad weather. Like it was raining so hard you couldn't see, the wind was blowing, it was just crazy. And of course it's dark out. So, you know, then I'm thinking, was that really a tornado siren? Like, what are we driving into? What's happening? And my husband had kind of checked the radar out a little bit when we stopped, and there was some weather coming at us. But anyways, so our GPS continued to like take us in these weird directions, and he was kind of getting irritated because he's like, what is going on? Like, why are we going this way? I didn't go this way when I dropped you off, that sort of thing. And so eventually we got back on the route that we knew we were supposed to be on. And we got to a certain point where they had closed down the expressway and we could see, you know, lights and all that stuff. So we figured that somebody probably got in an accident while it was raining so hard. And so they routed us off and we went out and around. And as we were going through this little town, like going out, trying to, you know, like bypass that accident, we were running into, like power company vehicles, fire trucks, more ambulances. There were police everywhere. You could see that the trees, you know, had blown all over. There was debris everywhere. And so as we're driving through this, I started thinking, I said, you know, maybe Lola's not being stupid. Like maybe we're being protected from being in this storm. And my husband's like, I think she's just being stupid. So anyways, we keep driving and we like got around it and got back to the expressway and continued home. And I'm seeing on Facebook, you know, a lot of my friends posting on Facebook that like they were having really weird storms up by our house. And then people like further down south where we were at that, they were having like 70 mile an hour wind and tornado warnings and all of these things. And, somebody else that was downstate had mentioned that like one of the hospitals was moving people around like to their tornado protocol and things like that. And this morning I got up and was seeing different like media reports of things that had happened last night. And what it ended up being was they're pretty sure that there were two tornadoes. There was 15 semis that had tipped over that were actually where we got routed off the expressway. There was another accident where a car had hydroplaned and hit another car head on, and three people were killed in that accident. There was a house that had a tree fall on it that had someone, unfortunately, was killed in that as well. And just down power lines and things like that everywhere. And it just really hit home with me that initial thought that I had that maybe we were being protected from something. Like, looking back on it this morning, I really think we actually were. As we started to leave the airport, when it started really downpouring, and you could feel the wind coming and stuff, and we knew that there was some severe storms. We didn't know the extent of it at that time. But I just said out loud, I'm like, Lord, just get us home and get us home safely. And then when our GPS kept taking us these weird ways, we actually have a brand new truck, so it's got a brand new GPS in it. And, you know, you would expect the GPS to kind of know what's going on. You know, like, it's not an old, outdated one. Like, it's a new one. And we've traveled a lot with it and never had any issues. Like, it's never taken us off route. It's never taken us, like, on a wild goose chase. But last night it did. And I think with us taking the time to stop and like figure out what was going on with that, and with it taking us off in different directions that we were a little bit irritated with, because at this point it was late and my husband had already driven 2.5 hours to come pick me up, and it was just frustrating. We were just ready to be home. I had spent all day traveling. But I truly, truly believe that the GPS taking us on a wild goose chase was the Lord protecting us, because we were driving right head on into that storm. We would have been right in the middle of it. We got out of the city that the airport's in right before it hit that city. And then we were going from there straight into another path of the storm, which is where all the destruction and damage was. And you know, like, emergency personnel had pretty much just got there and shut the road down and started diverting us. So we just missed that. And so when you think of those little moments of time that are 10, 15, 20 minutes, we totally would have been right in the middle of the tornadoes in a truck. And I just, like, I'm just so grateful and I'm so thankful. And I am one of the people that, if my kids make me late for something, or if something doesn't go right, or something unexpected happens, even if it's like annoying or not what you would have picked, I'm always like, okay, that was probably protecting me from something. Like, I'm not going to get mad about it. If I was delayed, there was a reason. Like, I'm just going to choose to think that the Lord was protecting me from something, even if in the moment it's annoying for me. And that's just exactly what happened last night. Like, I 1000% believe that, you know, I cried out to the Lord, like, help us get where we're going, get us there safely. And by having our GPS do weird things that, like I said, have never happened before, he kept us from going through that storm. And so I just want to encourage you today that when things happen that are annoying to you or don't go as planned or whatever, you can't change those things. And so it helps to be in the mental space that maybe the Lord's protecting you from something. Maybe he's keeping you from the accident. Maybe he's keeping you out of the storm. Maybe he's keeping you from, you know, I've heard a lot of, there was another story that our friends had shared that they were on vacation and one of their kids had lost their sunglasses or broke their sunglasses or whatever. And they were going to go in and buy them and something happened. I don't remember the whole story. But the store that they were going to go into that they got delayed for whatever reason, they had a shooter come in to that store. And so if they wouldn't have been delayed, which they probably were slightly irritated about, if they wouldn't have been delayed, they would have been in that store. And so there's so many times that these little things happen that we're just, you know, living our busy lives and don't realize that it's for our protection. And we ended up getting home at about 1 o'clock in the morning last night. But it was fine. We were home, we were safe, you know, everything was good. And then to look at the media coverage this morning just hit home even more that we could have been right in the middle of that if it wouldn't have been for our GPS messing up. And so I'm just so incredibly thankful. I'm so thankful for the Lord's protection and His grace and mercy and just allowing us to be able to come through that unharmed. So again, I just wanted to share this. I know this is kind of like not what this podcast is necessarily about, but at the end of the day, it can kind of be applied to every area of your life. So just remember that next time something happens that kind of messes your plans up, that maybe at the end of the day, you're really being protected from something that could really be harmful for you. So I hope you guys have a great weekend and a great week, and I will talk to you again next week. Bye, guys. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I'd love it if you would share it, subscribe, and leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Just go to Rebel Mama Health and Wellness or hit the link in the show notes below. I feel truly blessed to have you here today.